We continue our series of Shiur and Bezer Hashem Yisbarach on Amasla. The Torah in Parshas Toldos tells us, V'yeshev Yitzchak Begror, Yitzchak was in Gror, V'yishal Anshe Mokam L'ishtoi, and the people asked him about his wife Rivka, V'yomer, and he said, Achoisi he said, she's my sister. Kiyore Lamer, he was concerned to say, Ishti, that she was his wife. Penya Haguni Ansha Mokum Rivka. He was concerned that the people in Gror would kill him about Rivka. Kitovis Marihi, she was very pleasant looking. Says the Pasuk further. Avimelech looked through the window. As Rashi explains, Yitzchak was having relations with Rivka. Parenthetically, this is a raya. We learn later in our Masechta that it's us to have relations by day, but that loch is Tamat Chochem Mapel B'Taleisai. A Tamat Chochem, if the room in which they're having relations is dark, may have. How do we know? So Mefarshim explain. How is it conceivable to say that Yitzchak had relations publicly, that Avimelech could see Yitzchak indeed having relations with his wife? Rather, what happened was, it was during the day. And normally, during the day, the window shades are open. Avimelech looks across and sees that the window shades of Yitzchak's room are closed. Why they closed? Because he recognized that they're having relations. And if you have relations by day, you have to close the window shades because it has to be in a dark room. Mefarshim, however, asked that once Yitzchak said that Rivka was his wife, even before Matan Torah, one was not allowed to have relations with a sister. So how did Yitzchak now have relations with Yitzchak? So says the Ramah, and the Shalos Achuvas Ramah, Simon Beis, he had an Amasla, as the Pasuk itself says, Kiyari Lema Ishti Ben Harguni. He was scared to say that Rivka was his wife, for he was concerned they would kill him. So this is the first place in the Torah that we find the concept of Amasla. The Pesachei Tshuva has a different explanation. When do we say the concept of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha D'Yisura, which as we learned in our Gemara, is the basis why it should be Asur, if not for an Amasla? That's only when we're not referring to a fact. In other words, the example the Gemara gave, where a woman says she was a Nida. So she may be a Nida or she may not be a Nida. But when we're dealing with a fact that she is or isn't a sister, there we need not rely on a Masla. Another pshat, which is very much to the heart of what a Masla is all about, is that, and the Steichemet says this, where it's obvious what's happening, and it's happening for a reason, that is not a case of a Masla. Ramosha in Shalos Achuvas Yoridei Chelik Dalet Simen Yudalet says, as we said a moment ago, the entire need for an Amasla is only in a situation of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha D'Yisura. Here he says the concept of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha D'Yisura is not applicable before Matan Torah. Actually, Ramosha's Vart may be connected to a concept that we discussed in our previous year for discussing what is the basis of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha D'Yisura. If we say the basis of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha D'Yisura is Eidus, So it could be before Matan Torah there was no concept of Eidus. But if it's based on the Dorim, we do find before Matan Torah in the Dorim. We know the Yida Yaakov Neder, and there Shavi Nafshe Chetucha is applicable. So when we speak about a masla, in our previous shiur we discussed a machloikus, a chloinim, when an amasla could be effective. The Bach, the Afla, the Chazonish, all are of the opinion that if one made a statement in front of Beis Din, a masla is no longer effective. Rabbi Akiva Eiger disagrees. So is the opinion of the Maharaj Dam and the Beis Shloima. Another question that the Paiskim and the Farshim discuss when we speak about the concept of a masla, the Shef Shmaitza quotes a tshuva from the Shailos Tshuvas Mari Ben Lev regarding a father who said, Kidashti Esbiti Ba'oide Ketana. We know that the father has a right to be Mekadosh a daughter when she's a Ketana. And he says that indeed he was Mekadosh his daughter when she was a Ketana. And not only did he say that he was Mekadosh when she was a Tana, but he said to whom? And afterwards this woman married someone else. And the Chachmei Provincia discuss if the father could retract his original statement based on an amasla. Some say that this too is a situation where an amasla is not effective, because there's a difference between when a woman is speaking about her own status versus someone who's speaking about someone else. When we say that an amasla is effective, that's only regarding a woman herself, like the case we had in the Gemara, when a woman said, Nis Kadashti. But the father has no right to retract, even with an amasla. And the reason could be, explains the Shef Shemaitza, a woman who's testifying regarding her marital status does not have the namonis of Shnei Edim. However, a father who's testifying about the status of his daughter does have the power of two Edim. And therefore, since he has the power of two Edim, an amasla cannot reverse that. There is a raya, says the Shmaitza, not to that a father can retract from our Gemara. The Al Gemara says, Hishish Amra Tamei Ani. If the woman said she's Tamei, and then she retracts based on a masla, she's Namenis. Now the question is, we know that the Torah gives a woman full-fledged namonis regarding stating her status. So from here we see that even when a person has full-fledged namonis, an amasla is effective. In the times of Chazal, in the times of the Rishonim still, when a woman was a Nida, they would wear special clothing worn by Nida. So the Ran quotes a Rajba that if a woman was established that she's a Nida, not just because she said so, because she wore the begodim, the clothing that a Nida wears, and now she wants to retract, and with an amasla, she can't retract. And so too does the Tor quote the Ramban, as being that once she was huchsak by wearing this clothing, she can't retract. And the Torah tries to understand why under such circumstances is an amasla not effective. So the Rashba himself answers. As we've been discussing in our shiurim, when we speak about the concept of amasla, the concept of amasla is really extremely subjective. And it's up to the Beis Din to decide and determine, should we rely on amasla or should we not rely on amasla? If a woman just made a statement, so we could believe in amasla that she had a reason to make that statement, even though she wasn't tamei. But why did the woman go so far as to put on the big day nidus? The fact that the woman went so far as to put on the big day nidus is an indication that she is indeed a nida, and therefore cannot be retracted. However, if that's the case, that an amasla is not effective when someone not only made a statement, but he carried out the statement with a maisa, asked the paiskim, there's a din in the beginning of Yerideya, Simen Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, that of a shoychit. The way it works in a slaughterhouse is that when a shoychit shechts an animal, he makes a simen on the animal to determine, to show if the animal is kosher or not. And what happened was, there was an animal that the shoychit made the simen of a treifa. In other words, they had a simen that they put on when the animal was a treifa, and they had a simen that they used for an animal that's kosher. Here, the shoychit made a simen as if the animal was treif. And now, he's saying that really the animal was kosher. Why did he make that simen as if it's treif? Because he wanted to have some meat left over for himself. So he knew that people won't touch this meat if it has on it a label that it's treif. Says the Shulchan Aruch that the shoychit is neman. And the question is, we just learned that even if we rely on a masla, we don't rely on an amasla when an amaisa was done. So the Bach answers, and really the Shach takes a very similar approach, that when a woman wants to say, for whatever reason, that she's a nida, even though she actually isn't, it's enough for her to say to her husband, I am a nida. So why did she have to go also put on the big day nidas? The fact that she didn't just say that she's a nida, the fact that she actually put on the big day nidas is a raya that she is indeed a nida. The shaykhit has no other way of showing that the animal is treif other than making the simen. And therefore, we could be more lenient. Another pshat that the Torah Shlomim takes is that when a woman tells her husband in the privacy of their home that I am a nida, and then she comes back and tells her husband, I'm really not a nida, it's all private. However, once a woman puts on the big day nidus and then takes it off, that's much more complicated. Another approach is our Gemara, that is Mechadish, this is the approach of the Chavastas. Our Gemara that's Mechadish, that there is a concept of a Masla, if, as we learned the Gemara yesterday, is only in a situation of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Surah. So the Gemara taught us that in a circumstance of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Surah, an amasla is effective. But the fact, as we said earlier in our shir, that a woman has namonis to say that she is a nida, is not a concept of Shavya Nafshe Chetiche de Yisura. It's a much more fundamental concept. It's a concept of namonis. Every woman has namonis to say she's a nida, like edus. In such a situation, a namasal is not effective. The Ramah, in the Shalos Teshuvos Ramah that we quoted earlier in our shir, discusses the following situation. There was a woman who three times gave birth in the eighth month, and the child did not survive. We know the Gemara mentions many times that in the times of Chazal, a child born to the eighth month did not survive. And this woman was concerned that the reason her children were not surviving was because of an ayin hara. And therefore, in order to conceal from everyone that she was pregnant, she told everyone she's a nida. And of course, a woman who's pregnant can't be a nida. And now, her question is, can she have relations with her husband without going to the mikveh, even though she said she's a nida? This, again, seems to be a situation that we just discussed a moment ago. Because we said that when a person makes it public, then an amasla is not effective. And here too, it wasn't just that the woman told her husband, "I'm tamei," and now wants to change with an amasla. Here, she is doing it publicly. So it's a riot. There, an amasla would not be effective because she told everybody. But Ramah says that no. Because as we said at the beginning of our shir, the Ramah's opinion is that the first example of a masla that we find in the Torah is with Yitzchak. Now Yitzchak made it very public that Rivka was his sister, yet he had an amasla why he retracted. So from here we see that we could use the concept of a masla even when something was made public. However, the Taz disagrees with Ramah. And the Taz says, you can't compare the two situations. In a situation where the entire situation was told to her husband from the beginning, that's why she's doing this, that isn't a situation of a masla. Let's understand the Taz. The Taz is saying that yes, we're going to differentiate if a masla is effective when somebody said something just privately to their husband or somebody did something publicly like putting on the big day nida or, in our case, making an announcement that she's a nida. But that's only where a statement was made, and now that statement somebody wants to retract that statement. But in a situation where a statement wasn't made in the first place, from the beginning she's telling her husband, "We're going to do this ruse," there it could be, and a masla would be helpful. The Nekudas HaKesef says that certainly the Ramah agrees with the Svara of the Taz. Because this, he says, is not a situation of a masla. There is no retraction here. The Nekudas HaKesef says that the Ramah is referring to a situation where this woman decided to do this, of telling the world she's a nida, and never told her husband she's going to do it. And that's why it's a situation of a masla. And the Ramah has this discussion, would an amasla be effective here or not? Furthermore, the Shach says that if And this is all very much in line with what we're learning, that if in order for her masla to be effective, the woman realizes that she needs to do something, nobody will ever believe her unless what she's doing is coupled with an act. There we don't say, the svara that we said of the Rashba, that why did you have to do something? Why don't you just rely on saying something is not going to be applicable. Because when the woman is concerned that unless she backs up her words with an act, nobody will trust her, there, it's just the opposite of what the Rashba says. The Rashba says, what's the issue? Why didn't you just say something? Why did you also do something? But in a case where you had to do something, otherwise people wouldn't trust you, even the Rashba says the Shach would agree that an amasla is effective. There's a machlokes hapoiskim, if an amasla is effective by dover shebemomen. In other words, where somebody admitted that he owed somebody else money, and then he gives an amasla why he said it, even though it wasn't true. The Ktsois in Simen Pei, Sifkotan Aleph, quotes a Shailos HaTshuvos Marash Halevi, that if we find in our Gemara, by Dover Sheba'erva, we rely on an amasla, certainly by Dinei Mamnis, which are not as severe as Dinei Erva, we can rely on an amasla. And so too is the opinion of the Marashdam. Maruah Chosson disagrees, because he says, just like we quoted in our previous shiur, the opinion of the Ra'ah, that the Gemara says if a woman says that Eishes Ish Ani, she says I'm Eishes Ish, but then she retracts, the Halach is, our Gemara says, if she gives a good explanation, we believe her. But we quoted in our previous shiur the opinion of the Ra'ah, that if she didn't just say Eishes Ish, if she said Eishes Ish, and she said Leplaini, that she's the Eishes Ish of a certain man, then she can't retract. So too, if she didn't just say, if somebody didn't just say I owe money, but he said I owe this money to this individual, that the halacha is that a masla would not be effective. And in fact, the Tzais does agree with the opinion of Maruah Chosson and says that even though we're learning in our sugyas the power of an amasla, in the case of Dinei Mamnis, we cannot rely on an amasla.